Good, good day program celebrating Monday. 2,569 people, including at least one person over the age of 100, danced the Hokey Pokey on the walkway over the Hudson River on Saturday, setting a new world record, Roberta.
I heard about that.
Do the Hokey Pokey and turn
it
all around. That's what it's all about. So why
left
would
foot.
You do that? But why?
Right foot.
Yeah. Why?
Right arm.
It's fun.
Have you ever
been in a flash mob?
Have I?
No,
yeah.
But I'd like to be. That
I've done
fun.
It.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's super cool. I mean, that is just, I think it's one of the coolest things. I love watching it.
Because?
Because it's fun. It's it seems spontaneous. It just catches you off guard.
Yeah.
And just to see all kinds of people together enjoying themselves like that. I love it.
Enjoying themselves.
It's a four-year-old Guinness World Record for the longest line of dancers performing the same dance. The last record was set in June of 2008 by 2,354 Estonians performing an Estonian folk dance called the toe dance.
Estonians.
We're on the hot stuff today, folks. By the way, that's the lead story from today's show at DougStephan.com. That's how hot
big
we
news.
Are.
Big Could news. Could you imagine a stoned Estonian?
Nothing worse than a stoned Estonian. Right.
Dude.
Stoned Estonian.
I just stomped my toe.
Dr. Pam Popper is going to join us. We're going to talk about health apps that will help you. Plus, we have some laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, by this, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, the story of the concert of the decade. And for such a worthy cause, an orphanage was chosen. Several of the greatest of the rock stars had been raised at this orphanage, and it had deteriorated to an extreme. And so they thought it would be, the place had been condemned. So all these rockers thought they'd get together, and they would fix the institution. Elton John decided that he would not allow their premises to fall into the friends of those who wanted to take it and tear it down and build a big industrial complex there. So a lot of big names in music agreed to participate in this concert.
Hmm.
Held on the grounds of the orphanage, enough funds would be raised to refurbish the institution. Grounds where the concert would be held was really in horrible shape. Paint was peeling off. The grass was 8 inches high. The gardens were weeds. The swimming pool was covered with a green, awful-looking plant substance, and the walks were cracked. The group agreed that they would not only participate, but each of the stars would do his part to rejuvenate the grounds. They would all do it themselves, no outside help. So if you visited the orphanage on the week before the concert, it would have been interesting to see what was going on. Paul McCartney and Sting were painting the building. David Lee Roth was cutting the lawn. David Bowie and Roger Daltrey were pulling out weeds. Bruce Springsteen and David Crosby were repaving the walks. As the day of the concert approached, the Participants took a tour around the grounds. Everything was great until they reached the swimming pool, which was covered with this thick green growth. So John checked his roster to see who was supposed to clean the pool, found out that it was Mick Jagger. He hadn't done his job. So Elton John approached Mick Jagger to ask what had happened and received the solemn answer almost in tears. "You should have known I couldn't do it," Mick replied. "A Rolling Stone gathers..."
Oh, jeez.
"No moss."
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it worth the time?
That was bad.
I read an article.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yeah,
Hi, Pam. Hold on. Doug's telling bad jokes.
All right. Stand by. Dr. Pam Popper joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
One World Whey protein powder comes in vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. It is the first non-denatured, cold-processed whey protein from grass-pastured, raised, happy, healthy cows just like mine. So if you're interested in getting the best in a whey product, a lot of people are using this because there's a lot of powerful properties that are good for you. The folks at One World Whey, W-H-E-Y.com, would like you to call 888-988-3325. You can try the this powder. It's just, I've had some with my chocolate milk. Had chocolate whey, chocolate milk, chocolate powder. Man, that'd send Pam right into the ozone, right? Try this out, 888-988-3325. All right, Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, is here with us. It's thing that I was first attracted to when I was coming around to things that we were talking about today is a story at DougStephan.com that links higher pay to exercise. Those who are not making improvements in their wages, they are, who knows why people come up with these things? Why would somebody study workers who exercise regularly? But apparently, those who exercise, Pam, earn 9% higher pay on average than those who do not. And one
would. That's correct.
Yeah, okay, so you know this study.
Yeah, well, and it's not the only one. There have been some studies done in the past on, for example, really high-earning CEOs and mm-hmm. looking at the percentage of them that run or do some type of formal exercise program, and it's almost all of them. And I don't know that anybody's given a lot of thought to this. I have, why that would be true. I know I'm, an avid exerciser, and mm-hmm. I think I understand the connection. I think what it really is that to be successful at anything, a business endeavor, whatever, you have to have some discipline. And my mother, who used to be a piano teacher before she retired, she used to say all the time when she was talking about kids at the piano school, what people do in one little segment of their life carries over to everything else. This is one of the things she used to tell parents. When kids learn the discipline of music, it makes them more disciplined in school. I think people who exercise and learn the discipline of exercise, whether it's running or whatever activity you engage in regularly, that discipline carries over to the rest of your life.
So then let's draw, what kind of conclusions do we draw? The federal government has halted the investments that it made in two programs, both of which you just enumerated. And one wonders, because of the cutbacks in music programs, because of the cutbacks in phys ed, i.e. exercise, if that doesn't give us a message when you just hit it square between the eyes. The success that comes from having these disciplines, and they are both eliminated from the public school curriculum?
Well, I think there's a big issue here, though, and I think you and I would agree with this. We're both for smaller government.
Yeah.
And as it pertains to schools, which is really a government program, schools have been taking over more and more of the role of rearing children over the last few years. And, you know, it's that slippery slope thing I talk about all the time. You know, if we let the schools make decisions about some things, they'll soon make decisions about other things, and that's how you end up with kids being vaccinated with guard dogs and soldiers standing by in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know, we need to give parents the responsibility for providing music lessons. And I think it's wonderful. Whatever you can do in the school is wonderful. But the reality is that the schools can no longer afford to be parents to the kids. I mean, that's part of what's run schools into financial problems, is trying to be all things to kids, and they really can't be. And we've seen that again and again. So I think these are important things, but the responsibility for teaching discipline and for teaching athleticism really lies with the parent. And I'll tell you some other interesting research that I've seen, many, many studies, not just one, is that if you want a physically active kid, the easiest way to get there is be a physically active parent.
Yep, they learn from example. Yep.
Yeah, and it's dose dependent. In other words, if you've got two parents in the house exercising, you've got twice the chance that the child's going to end up physically active. So if parents will just make physical fitness a part of their lives, their kids will tend to imitate that also. And it doesn't have to be done through phys ed at school. I mean, really, when you think about it, I look back on the phys ed program that we had when I was in school. It was one 45-minute period, and by the time you got the getting dressed part and the getting dressed for gym and then trying to take a shower and get dressed to go on to the next thing, it ended up being 20 minutes of physical activity three times a week, and that's really not... It's just throwing it up against the wall.
Nowhere near enough.
I mean, we never even really learned anything. Mm-hmm. In fact, my kids took phys ed in the summertime when they were in high school, because then you got like 4 hours a day you could actually learn to play tennis. But those little segments sandwiched into the day, I don't think they really do much for anybody.
And then there's the other side of this, Pam. I was just talking with my co-baseball coaches on my son's Little League team. And the one baseball coach, his son plays baseball on three teams and plays baseball four or five days a week.
Well, and this gets a little ridiculous, too. One of my yoga teachers was telling me that I think her daughter plays soccer. And on Mother's Day, they had three soccer games planned. Now, again, when I was a kid, and I sound like I'm in the dark ages, you know, but when I was a kid, if the school or the teams had scheduled something on Mother's Day or Father's Day or Easter Sunday or anything like that, I mean, parents would have had a fit. That was family time, and it's just an idea of how intrusive it has become. It's like the kids belong to sports teams, and the school and the family doesn't really have any place in all of that.
There's a lot to be said. For this whole business about parental control one must exercise control. If you bring children into the world, this is your responsibility. And so many are abrogating. We have to have two jobs, and when do we have time for anything? How much time do you as an adult spend in front of a television set during it?
To me?
No, I'm asking that.
Well, we know you.
None. We know your answer to that is zero. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum. Check out Wellness Forum at wellnessforum.com. You'd be intrigued with all the interesting, important, and compelling ideas they have about you and your health and well-being. Wellnessforum.com. It's 21 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Happy birthday wishes to a couple of important musical stars. We all like to spend a little bit of time on music here and there, because it's an important part of our lives. So, did you know that Frank Beard, who's the drummer for ZZ Top,
yes,
63 today. Give me all your loving, Richie.
You know what
all your loving.
The interesting factoid about ZZ Top and Frank Beard is, he's the only one of them without a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And his name is Beard.
And his name is Beard.
Clever, Richie. You're such a smart fellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graham Russell, one of Air Supply. I love I really do.
I know you do.
Does that mean I'm in touch with my feminine side?
Some would say that.
Or I just have bad taste in pop music.
I feel my manliness being sucked out of me every time I listen to this thing.
Okay. So let's get to Donnie Van Zandt's birthday.
Yes.
One of the members of the group 38 Special.
I saw them when I was 16 years old at King's Dominion.
Really?
And they were throwing Budweisers out into the crowd.
Hey.
They warmed up for...
Full or empty?
Full. And they warmed up for Starship.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Interesting combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. A little Southern rock and a little...
That's a nail. But there's another... Aren't there other Van Zandts?
There are. Van Zandt, you can't... in the Southern rock genre, you cannot swing a dead cat without hitting the Van Zandt. You got Leonard Skinner and... all of them.
Funny, five past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so the exercise story at DougSteffens.com. This is a very interesting link. You exercise, you get paid more. You want to check out how it works? Check out DougSteffens.com. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, is connected to a story from England. The folks in England listing 50 ways you can tell if you're a grown-up. And some are pretty specific. Have you seen this list?
Uh-uh.
Signs that you are a grown-up. You have a mortgage.
Okay.
Your mother and father no longer... make your financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
You pay into a pension.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, check.
Let's see here. You have a written will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You have
you
children.
Have a will?
I don't have a will.
Yep.
You budget the money you're spending every month.
Uh-huh.
Forget it.
You can cook a meal from scratch.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Do that.
You have life insurance.
Yeah.
You are a recycler.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what the term means... Let's see, ISA. What does that mean?
You're not a grown up.
I guess you don't know. You're not a grown up.
ISA.
What does ISA mean? Like an HSA, a health savings account, or like an insurance savings account?
I don't know.
I have an HSA.
I don't know what an ISA is.
Yeah. Who knows what it is? 800-510-8255. You know you're a grown up when you watch the news.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you own a lawnmower.
Yep.
When you wash your own clothes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. When you plant flowers.
Oh, yes. Yep.
When you can bleed a radiator.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Have a view on politics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep track of interest rates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Find a messy house annoying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being able to change a light bulb.
Yeah.
Yep.
You own a vacuum cleaner.
Two of them.
Yes.
You hold dinner parties.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
just did one Saturday.
Enjoy gardening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your mother asks you for advice.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carry spare shopping bags just in case.
Mm. Actually, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Wearing coats when you go out at night.
Try this one on for size.
Yeah.
What's that, Rich?
When you're taking care of your parents' finances.
Oh, wow. Oh. So you're doing that with your mother? No?
We do it together.
Repairing torn clothing rather than throwing it away.
Mm.
I've been a grown-up for a long time. You actually iron your some of your clothing. You wash up after you eat.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. You read a Sunday paper. All right, so anyway, check out this
list. Grown-up-ish.
Paper? Yeah.
All right, the poll. The paper. Yeah, the paper. You read a paper.
It's a newspaper.
8 minutes after the hour.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hearts are on our sleeves.
I like the way she sings.
You do?
Yeah, she makes me happy.
That's very good, Heather. Important for you to be happy. Mm-hmm. Heather Bachman is here. She's happy. Jennifer Horn is here. She's happy. Roberta Fasanelli is here. She's never really too happy, but she's
a New Yorker.
I'm always happy. Right. I'm New York.
Sometimes I'm happy.
You're talking to me? She's in a New York state of mind.
All right, so we were talking about the signs that are listed on this study of whether or not you're an adult or not. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, what was the first thing that made you, as a youngster, feel like a grown-up? A, shopping for my own groceries. B, buying a home. C, paying into a retirement fund. D, getting married. E, having children. F, something else. G, I don't feel like a grown-up yet. I don't want to go to school.
Well, do you guys feel like a grown-up?
No.
Because I always feel like I'm still in high school, and then I have to remember, wow, high school was almost 20 years ago.
How about this one? When a teenager calls you sir
or ma'am.
For the first
time. Or ma'am. Ma'am.
Ma'am. Yeah. All right, so check out our poll at DougStefan.com today and the story, which is in the headline box at today's show at DougStefan.com. Our poll Friday, how often do you exercise? 25% of you said, I can't remember the last time I exercised. See, that's the point of this. 24% said at least once a day. 23% said several times a week. Let's see here. 15% of you said once or twice a week. And 14% of you said, Hold on a second. No, I don't often exercise, but I will get more regular with it. Starting tomorrow. That's always the way it is with exercise.
It's Monday, starting Monday.
Monday is a good time for you to start.
Monday's the start.
Exercising. Why not? Exercise is related to higher pay, so why wouldn't you want to do that?
I'm going out hiking as soon as we're done.
Really?
I'm going to test this theory. Yes.
Excuse me. Good for you.
I'm willing to do my part.
Congratulations. All right, we also have that story at DougStefan.com about the CBS television fight trying to keep the glass house from becoming... I don't even... Why bother? Jennifer and I have been talking about this off and on for a couple of days. What is
well,
the big deal?
There's just so many copycat shows out there. I don't know right. why this one's such a big deal.
I don't either. All right, the White House look-alike contest.
Okay.
If you look at the pictures that are at DougStephan.com, there are a number of homes that have been built, apparently, that are not being sold. A Virginia house, for example, described in marketing as having a White House flair, sold for $580,000 less than it was listed for in March. Let's see here. There's another one that was, this house was on the market for $1,445,000, but they sold it for $865,000. Has 15,000 square feet in the home. Wow.
It's a lot of dusting.
6 bedrooms, 7 baths. Described as being a fixer-upper with rehab potential. Now, here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Okay.
And you
ready.
Can find this information out at DougStephan.com. How many bedrooms are there in the actual White House?
Ooh, good question.
800.
Wow.
510.
Depends who's president.
Excuse me. Think about that. Yeah, maybe it is.
Let's right. turn the kitchen into a bedroom, honey. That was Bill Clinton.
All right. So the actual White House has how many bedrooms? And for extra credit, how many bathrooms? 800-510-8255. By the way, the White House is worth $110 million. Hmm. Right? The White House.
Maybe we should put it up for sale. We could use that cash.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Pay more taxes, or maybe they should sell it and we could rent it back from whoever bought it.
Yeah, they can move into an apartment like most people have to do when they can't afford their house.
Right. All right, so what do you think? 800-510-8255. How many bedrooms are there in the current White House? Or it's always going to be the White House, right?
Yeah.
But how many bedrooms are there currently? Because the number has currently. Changed as the house has been renovated over the years. So currently, how many bedrooms are in the White House? 800-510-8255. Our question today on Facebook, what was the first thing that made you feel like a grown-up, sort of in the same link that
carry
we've been
over.
Yeah, exactly. What else have we got going on Facebook?
Hey, can we also, for anybody who wasn't listening last week, we said a big cheers, a virtual cheers to our above and beyond the Call of Duty soldiers. And there's another one added on here that I want to say cheers to, Sergeant Raymond J. Herner.
Raymond J. Herner.
Raymond J. Herner proudly served in Vietnam. Cheers to him. I'd love to see this keep going on, and not just those who have passed, but our current soldiers out there now. Cheers to them. Let's virtually drink with them.
So is that what we're doing? We're getting every day somebody's sending in a name of someone.
People are posting on there. Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Acknowledge. That's very good. All right, a couple of items of international interest. Not that we're going to have any, I don't know there'll be too many tears shed. Apparently, Mr. Mubarak, former president of Cairo, is near death. Former president of Egypt, near death. So he's going to serve out his sentence as was prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
Death. In essence, the people want him to
people
die.
People still won't be happy because they want him hanged.
Right, they
right.
do. Not much point in that.
Do you believe it, or do you think they're going to fake his death and move him away?
Fake his death and move him to some island somewhere?
Yeah.
Actually, that's happened before, hasn't it?
I think so, hasn't it? I mean, it seems like something that would be possible anyway.
Hmm. I hadn't thought about it. I'm not as cynical as the rest of you.
What?
I may be sarcastic, but you're all cynics.
What?
You're cynical.
No.
How's Jennifer cynical?
I am the least cynical person.
They're
going to
move away, and he would avoid his fate then by being moved away. He's got lots of money. Somebody's being... there has to be enough corruption in Egypt. That's the whole reason they changed government, is because of the corruption. The Muslim Brotherhood can't stand corruption, and that's what caused the attention to all this to begin with. Not only there, but in Syria. Pretty much all the problems in the Middle East are all focused on corruption. So...
It's not necessarily cynical. It's just realistic.
Well, I think it is cynical, but it is cynical. Cynicism and reality or realism go hand in hand, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Look at our attitude toward the political mainstream.
Well,
cynical.
Well, it kind of depends if you've been jaded by something or not.
I've been jaded.
most of us have once we reach a certain age.
Especially about politics.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be on the list of things that make you an adult when you become jaded.
Exactly. Right, yeah. When you start voting and realize your vote isn't equal
all it's cracked
to,
up
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Your vote is, it's just the results.
Yeah. Our video of the day today, Richie.
I was just getting to that.
Well, do you want to get to it or do you want me to get to it?
No, go ahead and get to it.
No, I talk too much. You can get to it.
Well, I'm just intrigued by it.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Nobody said anything after I said I talk too much?
I thought it was self-realization.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, go ahead.
No, let's put the video of the day on hold for a second. So Thursday, we're at this radio convention, the Talkers Radio Convention.
Oh, here he goes.
He knows exactly where I'm going.
There he goes.
And I'm sitting in the audience as Doug is on one of the panels. And the what was the panel? Oh, how to manage your radio career. Now, this conference is for inside radio people, people that work in radio. Mm. And so this panel was for hosts who are trying to manage their career.
Well, I'm not trying, but supposedly we are there because we've been moderately successful.
Correct. So there's eight people on the panel or something like that, seven or eight. And,
interesting group of people.
Right, interesting group. And Doug is sitting next to his pal, Dr. Joy Brown.
Love Joy.
And they're obviously having a good time with each other. And the first question comes to Doug after the panel's been going for about, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes. And Doug is going, I forget even what the question was, but after about 2 minutes of response to his question, he says, "And I'm going to keep doing this until the day I can't talk anymore." To which Joy turns to him and says, "Which obviously isn't today, right?" The place broke apart, man.
Very funny.
Right. Back to the video of the day.
Yeah, right. And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
It was really funny. Mm-hmm. Doug just turned around and kissed Joy in the cheek, and everybody laughed.
Right.
So apparently somebody has found time on YouTube. Imagine that. You know, somebody with a little extra time in their hands to take the Mrs. Doubtfire movie trailer and turn it into a horror trailer. Now, I have not seen this, so I'm just going to go ahead and put the audio up here.
Shall we do? We love each other.
So you got Robin Williams and Sally Field.
Yeah. Punctuation in the music tells you that there's some horrible
thing.
Your
lifestyle has been very unorthodox. I refuse to further subject three innocent children to your peculiar and potentially harmful behavior. It is the court's ruling to award sole custody to Mrs. Hill.
It's better if you look at
this. This is actually very fascinating.
How the work can be done like this.
Well, basically, all it is a re-edit of the thing and then flashing quickly back and forth. And it just goes to show you how you can get different.
Nothing is ever as it seems, Richie.
Yeah.
That's what this proves. Nothing is ever as it seems to be. Check out the video of the day. Every day we have all kinds of great videos, some great pictures, questions that will pique your interest and stimulate your mind. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. 800-510-8255. Brenda's in Vermont with the answer to the question, or so she thinks. How many bedrooms do you think there are in the White House, Brenda?
Well, it says 132, but I think that's how many rooms there
is.
Yes,
there are 132 rooms, but how many of them are bedrooms?
Maybe 25.
No. Hmm. 16.
16. Yes. Because there's like 35 bathrooms.
Yes, there are. So I'll give you credit for that. 35 bathrooms, 16 bedrooms. Isn't it that you're supposed to have, isn't it usually the case that there are as many bathrooms as there are bedrooms?
No, you're going to have half baths and stuff as well.
There should be a few more for visitors.
Yeah, it's a public place, and downstairs
there's
a couple
offices,
extra
right? So
bathrooms.
They keep bathrooms for the offices.
Right. Yeah. Hey, let me go up to Mrs. Obama's bathroom. I got to take a whiz. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, right.
Right? Probably not.
I dare you to go say that. I dare you. Yeah. Double dog dare.
A double dog dare. All right, so Brenda.
Yes.
You're going to hold on for a minute. We'll send you a swell prize. Is that a good deal?
Good deal.
What are you doing today that'll be exciting?
Working.
What do you do for work?
I'm an office manager.
Yeah, what's the name of the office?
Vermac Industries.
What do they do?
We make components for the air filter industry.
Really? Like Fram air filters, that kind of stuff?
Like the outer frames of furnace filters.
Oh, the outer frame of a furnace filter. Now, let me digress for a second. Every time I ask somebody like this a question about what they do, I'm always fascinated by what comes out. Who would have thought that there was an industry that builds these frames around the filter?
It's most of like a cardboard frame, and then the filter goes in. Yeah.
Well, we make the steel ones.
Steel. Okay. Yeah. Even better. How long has the company been in business?
20 years.
And is it the only one in the country that does this?
No.
Really? This competition?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
just for the frames.
For the frame of an air filter for a furnace.
Wow.
That's really amazing.
See?
How many people work with you? Small Business America. How many people work with you in this company, Brenda?
About 60.
60 people have jobs.
Wow.
See, this is the kind of stuff nobody knows about. What great... And bet your stuff gets shipped all around the world, doesn't it? Not just in America.
Right.
Yeah, you shall.
How long have you been in business? How long has the company been there?
20
years.
Okay. You aren't listening. Rich, listen to the lady, will you, please?
I was fascinated.
Sure. Brenda, hold on a second. Thank you, and good luck with your business. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Just 1 second.
One second. Did I say that?
He did. What happened?
One second.
Did you develop a lisp?
Second.
Oh, wait.
Please hold for a second.
One second. You know,
Thor is my favorite superhero.
You have nothing substantive to make fun of me today. You're going to make
right.
fun
we make things
of
up.
My misaligned tongue, which sometimes has had too much activity, and then it doesn't get to...
I'm sorry, Doug.
Say, listen, sweetheart.
Say.
All right, enough of it. Please. It's 12 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Leave it
Erica
alone.
Doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center. Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelight.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to you about the perfect game. Well, here we are, sports fans. It is the bottom of the ninth inning. There are two out. The pitcher is pitching a perfect game. The count is 3-2. Who has more pressure on them? Is it the batter who wants to be known as the individual who broke up the perfect game? Or, in fact, is it the pitcher who wants to go down into history having pitched the perfect game? The windup, the pitch. Well, I'm not going to give you the outcome, because what I am going to ask you is, if you were the pitcher, what would your mindset be? Would you have that confidence saying, I have come this far, all I have to do is finish it. I am a perfect individual. I will go down into history. When you think about it that way, and you have no fear, and you know the success, here's what's going to happen. The windup, the pitch, it's a perfect game. It's a perfect life, because that was the mindset going into it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you
all
go where
now.
Fashion sits?
What in the
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes,
get ready to celebrate the birthday of Gene Wilder, who is 7
dressed up like a $1 million trooper.
Trooper.
Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Cooper.
Comrades,
this is from a young Frankenstein. Most of you remember Putting on the Ritz. Wasn't the old Putting on the Ritz for sure. This is a Mel Brooks thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. With Gene Wilder. Okay, so our contest today features Wilder on his 79th birthday. I'm not going to give you any more than that. I think this will be fairly easy. Let's see if we can knock this off in fairly fast order. 800-510-8255. You'll get the prize if you have never won a Movie Moments before and can identify the movie from which this audio was taken.
Facts, mentis, incendium, gloria, calcum, etc., etc. Memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Hmm. All right.
I love it.
800-510-8255. You have three opportunities. That was the first one. Here's the next one.
It was a funny game.
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
The guy with the eyeball that went everywhere. What's his name?
Oh, loved him.
What the heck?
Oh, that was Marty Feldman.
Feldman, that's
what?
Marty. Yeah. Okay. All right. Last clip.
Hurry, please. We have so much time and so little to see. Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
All right. So that's the name of this movie, 800-510-8255. Tucker is going to have the results of what happened this weekend at the box office right after this here on Good Day. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
All right, so, Chucker, how did we fare at the, I didn't go, although I was looking at it, I wanted to go see What to Expect When You're Expecting. That looked like it would be kind of fun.
I have not seen it yet. I'll tell you what I saw one second. The animated film Madagascar 3 opened to number one. Actually, it was a really good weekend at the box office. And Madagascar 3 did $60.4 million in its first weekend of release. As I call it, a cartoon babysitter. What else is new? Number two was Prometheus, which did $50 million. This film already is dividing audiences. I got a chance to see it Friday afternoon. Ridley Scott's new sci-fi film is a weird mix of 2001 A Space Odyssey meets Alien. The script is somewhat thin, I will admit that, but it is big, it is bold, and it is visually stunning. I'm not a big fan of 3D, but this was shot with 3D cameras, and it was quite an experience. I like the film a lot, despite being flawed. I give it 7.5 out of 10, and it's well worth seeing, especially on a big screen. Number three was Snow White and the Huntsman, $23 million, $98 million in 2 weeks of release. The studio on Friday announced that it will do a sequel. Number four was Men in Black 3, $113.5 million in weekend number four, $135 million to date, although it's done $300 million overseas. And rounding out the top five was The Avengers, $10.8 million in business, $571 million in 6 weeks of release. This is the dominant player this summer. It will be interesting to see if the new Batman film can come close to matching it. But despite the fact that Batman is very popular and it might be the most anticipated movie of the summer, I don't think it's going to do this type of business.
It's interesting to see that they're doing a sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
I was a little surprised at that myself, only because the film is I liked it. It's not a great movie. It's got a lot of flaws in storytelling, and it's also one of those movies which has a split reaction among critics. But they think there's a lot of potential there for a franchise. That's why they're going
to
do it.
Chuck, did you see where they were trying to get Leonardo DiCaprio to play the Riddler in the new Batman, but they couldn't make it work?
Yeah, the studio supposedly wanted him to play the Riddler, but couldn't make it work. Yeah.
All right. Rich, what's the name of that movie?
Young Frankenstein.
No, that was the earlier one we played the music from. Alexis in Lincoln, Nebraska. What's the name of the movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, ma'am. You get the...